Welcome back to the Power Hour, everybody's favorite Tier 1 scientist, certainly mine and my Uncle Kevin's, but don't tell him that. James McKinney's here, jmccsci.com is his website. He's involved in more things I could even mention. I'm sure we'll talk about the wing jenner a little bit. That's starting to take off, which is very exciting for us and to hear about from James. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. Great to be here.
A lot of things are happening. We're certainly at the crossroads of so many ideas and concepts. Our future is being decided right now where we'll go. Just your thoughts on that idea. Is that too dramatic a statement that we're at the crossroads and our future is right now?
Yeah, but it's not a crossroad that's very visible to most people. Some of this is literally in open view. But most people are, you know, with the news media concentrating on just constant, you know, whatever it is against Barr, or first was the Russian hoax, and then it was Barr is the, I don't know, whatever is going on. Just you hear all this stuff. But the real news is what's going on in the background. And for one thing, I'll start by saying this, that whether you agree with Trump or not, most people in the background that are world leaders, like in the G7, the G20, the United Nations, see Trump as an aberration, and they are working diligently behind the scenes for when there is, let's say, post-Trump days, whether it's in 2020 or the, you know, after another 4 years or whatever. But the agenda that's going on in the background is based on Baal worship. Baal is the ancient god of just basically Baalzebub, or the ancient worship of atheism, of looking at deviant sexual behavior, every form of sexual atrocity, including pedophilia, is being pushed onto the public today as diversity, as openness. And recently, and this leads up to the issue of science, everybody wants to go to Mars now. And this is something that happened. I wasn't aware of it. I just became recently aware of this. But during the Syrian war, there was an arch that was salvaged from Syria. And it was one of the ancient ritual arches dealing with a temple of Baal. And this was presented at the United Nations, opening up the United Nations meeting on climate control, at the G7 meeting, which just recently happened, and the G20, and other financial meetings where there are thousands of people in attendance. But they open up with this arch of Baal, which is basically entering into the world of demonic behavior. And the world leadership, if you look at Angela Merkel, or if you look at many of the other G7 leaders, Putin got out of this. He just got out of it completely. But the remaining countries, or the G20, this is thick. Pedophilia involved in the international governments. Robert David Steele is the head of the World Pedophilia Investigative Organization. He said it is just completely wall to wall within the political structure of the world. And so the other issue was that Elon Musk gave one of the opening convocations at one of these, like G20, I think it was the G20, relative to going to Mars. And Mars is the central point of the worship of Baal. So what I'm saying, now Google is taking over education of the world for kids. They want to have a worldwide education program where all kids in the world learn the same thing. And it's going to be top-down from Google. We were talking about for states like Hawaii, where they're forcing education, LGBT on school kids, telling them that they can decide if they're a boy or a girl. And in some cases, they start giving them hormones when they're kids to change their hormone levels, although that does not change their sex. But this is the kind of stuff that's going on. And it's just, for the most of us, it's abhorrent behavior, but it's being pushed like I say, in the name of diversity, of openness, of fairness, all of these other things that are just these wonderful terms, but this is a worldwide agenda and it's going on right now.
Let me interject here. You've brought up several questions. One, Google School. Wow, nothing bad could ever happen there. I see no problem with that. That's just a fantastic idea. Let's get back to Mars. I was being sarcastic about it. I have to say that. I'm going to get emails about this. What do you mean? No, I'm being sarcastic about that, ladies and gentlemen. Mars. Why is Mars central to this Baal worship? Tell us a little bit about Mars.
Well, historically, according to the legends of Baal, Mars was an occupied planet. It was a blue water planet, just like Earth, and there was a tremendous catastrophe, and I'm not going to go into all of the details. And this is, by the way, why NASA controls the public vision of science, because all of this is hidden. The science that they're presenting to the public is garbage science. But Mars, Baal left Mars to come to Earth. According to the legend, they landed in Transylvania and began the banking industry. So the Rothschild banking industry that we see today was begun by Baal. And this, the concept. The concept of usury, which is outlawed in the Old Testament.
Yes.
Was formulated and promulgated by through the Rothschild. And this is the issue with the Black Forest. This is why, if you look back in the Rothschild lineage through the Middle Ages, the Grimm Brothers fairy tales were based on this, that there was human sacrifice, there was rituals dealing with human sacrifice, and these people grew into the international banking community. That's why it's in the Catholic Church, because the Rothschild banking community is the front agency for the Jesuit banking community, but also in the political structures around the world, which the European bankers control. And that's why when we talk about the G7 now, it used to be G8, but Putin left. And that's why there's so much animosity towards Putin when you look at the
international
fixed press.
Banking. Yeah.
Because he stepped out and he's bringing the Orthodox religion back into Russia as the state religion. And it's not something they want. When they created the Russian Revolution with the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks, and finally they supported the Bolsheviks that won, the banks were already completely infiltrated in Russia at the post-revolution, etc. So the Cold War, for example, was 50 years of animosity between the United States and Russia to keep control by the bankers. That's what it was all about. Obamacare is about controlling your body. It's never been about health care. These people like Kamala Harris, like, oh, universal health care for everybody, including illegals. It's to break the American bank, to take the American economy and drive it so far underground that it could never recover. That's the whole point. So these people, Biden is a member of this. It's ridiculous to see Biden. I just saw a film of him. He had a little get together. There couldn't have been more than 25 people there. And they're saying that he's got 46% of the Democratic.
Oh my gosh. He's ahead of Trump by 8 points. He's leading Trump in the polls. I'm like, okay, sure.
Oh, no, it's whatever. Absolutely absurd. I mean, there couldn't have been more than 25 people there.
Let me ask you about Mars again. Yeah. Let me ask you more about Mars before we get on. I never heard this, and I've heard a lot of things. I've heard that Mars, there are people there, and there's evidence of life, and I didn't hear that the land in Transylvania, that's why Dracula and all those stories, I guess you're saying, in the banking industry. So talk about life on Mars. We have evidence of that. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, the ancients all over the world talk about Mars being a blue planet. And that's what Velikovsky talked about. This is a lot of the reason why Velikovsky was completely slam dunk, because he was bringing out pieces bits and pieces of this ancient, basically secret society, that's their secrets. They don't want people to understand this. It's interesting that of all of the space activity of other countries, not a single foreign power has ever gotten a spacecraft to Mars. And, you know, there's been this, like, the face on Mars and all kinds
pyramids,
of
pyramids. I've seen pictures of pyramids on Mars.
Yeah, and this is all diversion. This is all diversion. Or the little rovers. You know, we went for, 15 years watching an occasional picture from these rovers on Mars. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's not what they have there in terms of equipment. They've been there excavating. We don't really know what's happened in the secret space program from the United States or from Russia, for that matter.
But this is kind of like Flash Gordon. Isn't Flash Gordon Ming the Merciless?
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole story came from Mars or something like that?
Flash Gordon is a story that came out of the Bail, where you have Ming the Merciless, the bad guy from Mars doing ray gun beams on Earth. Flash Gordon was literally a play on this whole theme of Baal.
Wow. Let me ask you, you mentioned Trump. I got about 20 questions for you. We'll never get to all these. You talked about Trump and how the rest of the world sees this as a hiccup or this is a time. I was in Hawaii recently speaking. We talked a little bit about this. Hawaii, many people ask me, well, what do you like about Trump? I'll tell you one of the things I like about Trump, and you can't take this away from him. States are now moving away from abortions, especially the Bible Belt. Alabama's being extremely aggressive. It's the front page of Drudge about the abortion, probably going to go to the Supreme Court. We would never, I think, you tell me your thoughts, this would never have happened if Trump was not our president.
No, political correctness ruled the scene. You could not talk about this type of thing, and it's almost comical to see Hollywood reacting to this, Bette Midler and that other woman, claiming that they're going to ban sex. They're not going to have sex as their way of boycotting this, the abortion issues.
That's fine
but
with me.
It's like,
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay there too. Well, not going to affect my life, but it's like when we were kids, there was like a little kind of a song joke that is, it was like, Cy and I went to the circus. We got hit with a rolling pin. We got even with the circus. We bought tickets and didn't go in. And it's like counterproductive. It's just ridiculous. And that's what this, you know, they're trying to say they're going to boycott or make a statement by not having sex. It was like, excuse me, that. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Does this make you think about Hollywood? Are they just totally in on this, Hollywood, at the deepest level? It sure seems like it.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, Hollywood, you don't go anywhere in Hollywood without being involved in this basically sex worship and everything else. And that's the way it is. I mean, that's what the joke, not the joke, but the strange thing about what's his name, though. The producer that just was harassed.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Everybody knew this. He was best friends with Oprah Winfrey. You know, they were bringing people around, trafficking people within Hollywood.
Gosh.
And they were best friends. And now she's like, you know, better than thou. And of course, once the hounds of the news media descend on somebody, then everybody's got to say, oh, well, how terrible he was. Well, everybody was in on it. Music industry also. You have dozens of number one hit songs that kids listen to that deal with Baal worship and deviant sex activity. You know, and there's people like Katy Perry and, you know, the laundry list of other people in Hollywood, in music, who are Baal worshipers. They're set out there. They're given... And what a lot of these people say is they sing much better now that they've been given, I don't know if they do it electronically or how they make these people into these, you know, superstars. And you got to give them credit. These people are in tremendous condition, physical condition to do what they do. And they're very talented, but they're very devious and, you know, have a mental attitude that's really, really in the gutter.
Let's go back one sec to the abortion issue. Alabama's went full on. I mean, they're directly challenging Roe versus Wade. They want it to go to the Supreme Court. Where do you think this will go? How do you think it will play out?
Well, it's going to be a battle. I mean, I cannot foretell the future, but the issue is that women want responsibility for their bodies, but by the fact that they have an unwanted pregnancy,
yeah, it says a little
convincing
bit about their responsibility.
They should,
it?
Yeah, there, where's the responsibility here? Where does the do you only want the responsibility after you become irresponsibly pregnant? You know, the issue, as and Trump has even suggested that, is that, okay, we put a date on this. And we say, okay, up to this particular date, okay, we go by the old rules. After this date, women have to be responsible, you know. And you don't get pregnant by going to Walmart shopping. There's only one thing that causes you to become pregnant. Okay.
Boy, we learn all kind of things here today with you, James, don't we?
I don't know how else to say it, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm all for pro. I am 100% pro-choice for pregnancy. I want you to have 100% choice of your ability to be pregnant or not. Men, women, whatever entails that. Abortion, that's not a choice. I mean, that's, the choice was made long before an abortion's considered.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, and then the right to life of the child, which is, you know, innocent and has no say in this. And, you know, I mean, we do more protection for whales than we do for babies.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so sick. You mentioned Google, censor in NASA. We talked earlier before the show about the censorship of anybody bringing up any kind of negative comments or criticism towards NASA. Talk about Google's not only censorship of conservative thought, but now, you know, thoughts about NASA. I mean, that's how far this has gone.
Right. And any commentary negative to NASA going to the moon, of which YouTube, if you went 2 months ago, it was full. I mean, you could search on NASA didn't go to the moon and you would get 200 videos. They're all gone. Every one of them. What comes up now are NASA generated, rah-rah NASA, we debunked all the bad guys videos. That's all that is there now in a matter of a couple months. So they went in and scoured anything on YouTube. And of course, this is related to Google searches, Wikipedia, Twitter, Facebook, anything that was negative towards NASA, because NASA is having its 50th anniversary going to the moon Apollo program, rah-rah NASA. And now they're saying, well, Trump is saying that they want to go back to the moon with a man and a woman in the year 2024. Well, hey, you know, that's only 4.5 years away, and not even 3.5 years if you go to December. So how is NASA going to put together a moonshot program in 4.5 years? They haven't been able to do this under George Bush. And when Obama came in, they had a committee formed that studied the proposal of NASA to go to the moon. And this committee of scientists, top scientists, came to the conclusion that NASA did not have the ability in any way, shape, or form to go to the moon, and they canceled the program, which I thought, wow, that's one thing I really agreed with Obama. And Trump seems to be taking this idea of America great, NASA's going to the moon. But there's a few little problems here, which I'm not going to go into now. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they're smoking over there.
Werner von Braun from the Nazis? I mean, there were a ton of Nazis that came into NASA after World War II. And I don't think that they were charismatic Christians, let's put it that way. I think they had some occult leanings, let's just put it that way, I would think.
Well, yeah, and to live in Germany and be anybody in those days, Wernher von Braun and that whole, you know, 50 or 60 big scientists, and of course Russia got some of those. Russia got the better rocket scientists went to Russia. And that's why the Russians have such a tremendously good rocket program that's been successful. When I worked with Russian scientists from the University of Novosibirsk in the mid-1990s, and they said to me that they tried to go to the moon, orbit a man around the moon, and when they came back, not one man, but a number of them, which they had the full capability of doing, and they came back all just radiation burnt dead, like you put them in the middle of a nuclear reactor.
Oh,
and
wow.
that's why Russia never went back. And this is, you know, and so they laughed when we talked about NASA going to the moon. They would like joke, but of course they had no say in the Western press. Nobody would believe them, because, you know, who would believe a Russian in the middle of the Cold War?
Let me ask you about Google again. We're coming on a break here. It used to be, I don't know how long ago, not that long though, you could look up, you could put in something like parents' testimonies of vaccine damaged children or something like that. And you'd have, I mean, you could look at videos from now to the end of the month about videos about parents and what happened to their children with vaccines. Now you do it and you gotta like hunt. I mean, you're gonna be lucky if you can find any of them now. It's crazy.
Right. Right. And this is, you know, if you took, let's list the top 20 things in the world today: education, demonic Baal worship, pedophilia, and, education, you know, where they're trying to vaccination, the drug industry, you know, where they're trying to steer the world. There is a consortium of people. And I mean, it's like the Hunger Games, the real Hunger Games going on today, but it's in the background. It's there to see for anybody that wants to see it. But it's not an evening news. You'll never, ever see it on CNN or MSNBC or anything else. They're just... Anyway, continue after the break.
Yeah, there's the music. This is important. I think this whole Google thing, the censorship, is more important than we realize. But the more of James McKinney, what a great interview. Stay tuned, James. JMCCSCI.com on the other side, thepowerhour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum! If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back. Today's show literally is brought to you by oregano. Because I wouldn't be here without the oregano. Getting back from my trip, I really got wore out. Got no sleep on the plane ride over, the time change, everything. I was in a bad way yesterday, and I started pounding that oregano. And I'm here, really, because of oregano. All those products and more at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Oregano and heart drops. That's what's got me going. And so check those all out. Everything's on sale over at the Power Mall or thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. And call also if you have any questions or have trouble on your cash, clearing your cash for our new player. We do have a 24-hour on our new system here so that the broadcast will just play in loop for 24 hours. So if you have any questions or problems, give us a call and we'll walk you through it or see what we can do. 877-817-9829. Thank you for your support, ladies and gentlemen. This is your show. We don't get a check from NASA, certainly. And, or else, we would have a lot more reach. I guess we'd be talking to a lot more people, James, if we got checks from NASA.
I know, I don't get mine monthly either. I don't even get a Christmas card anymore. That's like the old joke.
Well,
I got my Christmas card this year yet. Nope.
Well, that's okay. We have each other and we have power and we have divinity within us and have the ability to direct our future. And we often, you know, even talking to you today, it almost seems overwhelming in this, like, oh my gosh, they're doing this and they're coming down on us, and what in the world can we do? I'm of the idea, and I want to get your thoughts. I'm of the idea, the quote unquote they, secret societies, it, government, whatever word you want to use, they cannot do what they're trying to do without our will and consent and permission. We have the power. It is our divinity, our will and free will, imagination that they're trying to capture. I don't think they can do anything without us giving it to them. Your thoughts?
Well, let's look at who they're hitting with the UN, for example, climate change effort, which is an all-out effort that just began. They're going to poor third world countries, like they're starting in Fiji. They're going to Vanuatu and Micronesia, where they were hit with cyclones, typhoons, bad ones. And they're saying, this is all due to global warming and we can help you. But all these other bad countries like the United States won't help you. And so that's what they're doing. The bulk of the world population lives in third world countries. So if they can convince them that somehow, number one, this is caused by global warming, and number two, they can get something from it, all their political leaders are in, because they see money coming into their pockets, This is what they're doing. So they're working the system, and they know they're not going to have a big success in the United States. And so that's part of also letting Trump ride out the whatever he's going to do. But in the background, in the United States, they are getting ready for the second that they have an opening to get in and take control is going to be gloves off. Confiscation of guns, no freedom of speech, complete obliteration of anybody that talks about anything else. And they will already have all of this in place on a worldwide scale because the majority of the world's population lives in vast poverty. And so anyway, that's the formula that is going on. In the United States, they have pockets of politicians, and like you were saying, in Hawaii or in other states, where, and then you have the opposite going on in places like Kentucky, Alabama, where they're changing the abortion laws, saying, you know, no more abortion after the heartbeat. Is that baby then becomes a person and has the right, unless, of course, it's for medical reasons or something like that. But I remember when Roe versus Wade came in, and the big argument was, well, these women are going out in the street or going to Mexico to have abortions, and they're getting medically bad treatment. So we have to open this up so they get good treatment. But it comes back to the argument, well, how did you get pregnant? You know, it's, that's the real issue. But Roe versus Wade has stood now, but it's coming under attack. So the pendulum is going back and forth. And there's literally a worldwide battle going on. And it comes back to the media, the news media, Hollywood, music, schools. Public schools is a big target. They're targeting the youth of the United States so that when they get their opportunity, they can come in and they already have a captive audience because they've been educating them that diversity, they're using diversity and openness to bring in these ideas that we have to accept all of these other things because we're open and good and everything else.
Well, we talked during the break about the LGBT curriculum, about, you know, your children can have an abortion without you even knowing at school, and God only knows what else they're doing, vaccines. I mean, these are all other issues. But specifically, if you're a Christian or you are a person who doesn't want your children exposed to such discussions at young age, I mean, if you're 6-year-old, are you okay with your 6-year-old learning about, you know, I don't even want to say it on air, but I mean, some crazy things. No matter what you feel about the LGBT movement, a 6-year-old, they're hearing about these things. That's child abuse. I'm not going to mince words here. That's child abuse. If we are okay with that, if we let that, what does that say about us? To me, it's like, what do we expect to get?
Well, let's take a look at the shooting that occurred in the STEM school in, was it Boulder or Denver?
Yeah.
Area?
Yeah, Colorado. Yeah.
Recently. And the kids go for a vigil to celebrate this kid who died giving his life to shut down the shooter. And immediately it turned into a political anti-gun thing. You got the moms there, the moms against guns or, you know, moms for gun laws. And I'll tell you, from being around the schools on both sides of being a student, you know, having parents in the et cetera, and watching other parents, and from teaching, I can tell you that there are some parents that are pretty off the wall. And once they get into school, it's like a big fish in a small pond. They're making a lot of splashing and a lot of noise, and they are very vocal. And it's like anybody else that talks just has to get shut down because they're right and you're wrong, and that's the end of the story. So parents are a big part of the problem. It's like issues. If you look at global warming, you have a large part of the population that's convinced that there's something to this, at least something, because they've been pounding on this. And let me explain just briefly. Every day, the nuclear power generators, coal, natural gas, automobiles, transportation, these engines, these heat engines, are giving off involuminal, just huge amounts of heat into the atmosphere. Where does that heat go? That's quadrillion times more than a little teeny trickle of greenhouse effect that's going to happen in 20 years.
from
they
cows.
Don't talk about this because, they don't talk about this. This is not something that's on the scientific radar. You have Bill Nye, the science guy, going on, what was it, Saturday Night Live or something, swearing, using the F word, and then lighting a globe on fire. I mean, things are getting pretty wacky out there when Bill Nye, the science guy, goes.
Let me address that. Is there any legitimacy? I mean, I can't see how parents. I'm sure I've offended a lot of people. To me, public school is the bane of our existence. It is the biggest problem. And you just said it in the future. What are we going to do about these children when they, in their mind, is not filled with, there's nothing to work with. It's all filled with resiliency and sustainable development and all that. There's nothing to hold on to. There's nothing American or nothing with sure footing to even hold on to in their, even their hearts and souls.
Right. Right. Well, they did this in the Middle Ages. They did this with through the churches. They would teach things that we know today are patently false, but they did that for mental prisons. But the same thing is happening today. So you have kids going off on, you know, believing things and getting they're selling science on emotion. Like you cannot deny that NASA went to the moon. It's, you know, they're selling this on emotion, not anything to do with science or verifiability or anything. It's just like, well, you cannot argue against this. I've read all the articles in the New York Times, and I'm certain that this is true.
I feel you're wrong. I feel you're wrong, therefore you're wrong.
Yeah, and you know, but they're going after the kids. They know that they can't mess with people like you and me. It ain't going to work. But they can go after the kids because it's a captive audience. They go from classroom to classroom to classroom, and they get the same thing pounded down their throats. But it's like when we were kids, we got the Cold War pounded down our throats. And, you know, and every kid that I knew came up with the same stories. It's like, you know, do the Russian people really hate us too? You know, it's very clear that only a certain guy could negotiate with the Russians. Well, wait a minute. You know, and then after the world opened up, you know, and we started communicating with actual Russian people. It was like they were in the same boat. They're going, well, God, why did those Americans want to kill us so much? It's just like
going back on what you said and how important this point. And I don't know if there's a more important point, but these children and their minds. When I spoke in Hawaii, one of the events that I spoke at was to young people. They're under 30. Most of them probably college age or just out of college, maybe even mid early 20s. And at one point I asked how many people have heard of Patrick Henry. And this is a room, pretty good sized room. I mean, not massive, but the good crowd. And two people raised their hands. Two people. And then I told them, Betty looked at me sideways by the things I was saying. It was like, so, it's like, you know, I was so foreign to what they've been taught and what they believe. I've thought this, but I've never really seen this and understood it. And then I told them, I said, this is the biggest indictment that could possibly be on your public education, our educational system, that you all do not know or even heard of Patrick Henry, who gave the greatest speech in the history of this country. And they looked at me. I might as well have shot their dog when I said that and how offended they were.
Right.
And
right.
That's I'm telling you, we're in trouble.
That's to convince them that they're smart. They got an A on the test. Therefore, they're smart and you cannot unqualify what they believe. Part of the gimmick.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I don't like to be negative because there's so much positive happening. I think it's polarizing. And I really think your voice and everybody who's listening right now, their voice, their energy, their prayers, it's more powerful than ever. And light is rising. But also on the other side, it's like darkness and just stupidity and ignorance and God knows what else you want to call it. That's rising also.
Right. And the thing, like I say, that the Google education that all of these have on their side is the fact that the world is trying to pick itself up out of the dirt. And this is all due to the banking industry. It has very little to do with economics, real economics. If we had real economics for the last 2,000 years, there have been plenty of resources for the world to live on a nominal level. You know, where you have food, you have clean water, you have a place to sleep, and you have your family to interact with, and education that's real education, not constructed education with phony history and phony
science. Well, I gotta believe, you know, people always say that, well, there's not enough resources, there's not enough this. If we were really using our full potential and really moving our race forward, we've already seen it over the last 1,000 years. Technology will rise to meet our needs. This world is for us. I mean, really, technology will rise to meet our needs. But we've bought into this, oh, we're just a parasite on this planet, and we're killing everything. So I guess we're just grasshoppers in their sight, I guess.
Well, here's the issue, is that the world is still depending on natural resources that existed were created, and the flow of natural resources from thousands of years ago in terms of forests and natural food bases and the ocean. Look at, they're starting to do aquaculture, but they're still fishing from the ocean as if it was like some unlimited supply of fish. And it's not, you know, I mean, once you get 7 to 10 billion people on the planet, you're going to consume literally everything in sight. That's what happened with India, well, with Mexico.
Well, you know, and
they
then
cut
add
down every tree in sight.
Yeah, then add Fukushima in Japan. God only knows how much sea life that thing's killed.
Yeah, exactly. But there again, science and the global warming science community, which is a paid off community, will not touch that with a 10-foot pole. You know, they have gray whales washing up emaciated on the shore of California. And the scientists are going, oh, what is this? Oh, it must be the red algae. It must be global climate change. Wait a minute. You have a nuclear power plant that's pouring radiation into the ocean, and it has been for 10 years, you know, 8 years, whatever.
Let me go back.
Nobody in the scientific world will touch that with a 10-foot pole because it's politically incorrect.
Oh, my gosh. Let me go back on something you said, and maybe one of the more important things, that the rest of the world, or these governments that have want to have control, they see administration as a hiccup, and whatever populism or whatever freedom is moving in the direction now, as soon as he's done, they're going to go full force. And you mentioned guns. Do you really think that America, I just can't see it right now, even with these millennials who don't know anything. I mean, they're so ignorant. My gosh. I cannot see that working in America at all.
No, and it won't. And that's why immediately upon the school shooting, they jump in there for gun control. Because it's
Kamala
the one thing, yeah, it's the one thing that's stopping them, literally, because, you know, when it comes down to the end of the day, the one thing that everybody understands money, but you can bend or not deal with that. But the one thing everybody understands is looking down the barrel of a gun. That is the, wow. That's what separates everything. That is the equalizer that, you know, and that is what they understand, because they understand looking down the barrel of a gun just as much as you do. That's, and if they can get rid of that, that's the last thing. Literally, if you travel like I do, you go to foreign countries, the governments of foreign countries just have complete dominance over their population. They have complete dominance over faked elections. You know, you may as well not even have them in most places, because the winner is predetermined. And I'll let you know, too, that the CIA is very much involved in these. And the reason they don't like Venezuela, for example, is because they actually had a fair election. And they're claiming that it was not a fair election. It was. I mean, they had international verification from around the world in the last election. And it's one of the few places that actually had an unaffected election by the CIA.
Wow. You mentioned Venezuela, so let's go there. Where do you think this is going to go? How do you think it'll play out? I know you're not a forecaster or anything, but your thoughts.
Well, I think you have Bolton and Pompeo, who are clearly New World Order pawns. And they're trying to get Trump into any war they can.
Iran. Iran. Anything. Now they're screaming about Iran.
Yep. Yeah. And so I heard Trump the other night, and a news reporter asked him, he said, what's going on with Bolton? He goes, yeah, I get good. Trump is a he's becoming a politician. He said, yeah, I get good advice from John, but I get advice from other people, and I make the decision in the end. And I thought that was really a good way of saying that he's minimizing John Bolton. And Bolton,
what does it say that he's even in that position? What does it mean that Bolton's even there?
Well, I don't know. There are many other people. I could fill that spot a lot better than Bolton.
My 6-year-old could.
Yeah.
Nobody filling the spot would be better than Bolton.
Yeah. Well, Pompeo's kind
what do you
of
make
the same, but Pompeo, I have a lot of respect for. He's a hard nose. He's a good negotiator, but he's got some off the wall ideas when it comes to Latin American countries. He doesn't understand Latin America at all.
Let me ask you about Trump's comment on vaccines. He said, well, I think everybody should get the shots. And it seemed like a departure from his campaign where, hey, we need some safety. We need to look into this. His wife publicly had the chance to come out for vaccines. She refused. She would not. I've heard reports. I mean, I've had very credible sources tell me that Barron is at least vaccine damaged. I don't know to what degree, but some sort of vaccine damage, and that the Trumps believe that. What do you make of Trump's comment there? Because it disturbed a lot of people.
Well, it's the measles issue is a constructed one. You know, let me just start out by saying that. And the big fear over these groups, the way the measles come into this country is somebody that's not vaccinated goes to another country, picks it up, brings it back into a group that's not vaccinated. And that's exactly what happened. We have, you know, this pouring of migration of people across the southern border is, I guarantee you, bringing everything from measles to cholera into this country. And it's you know, completely unchecked.
You're a racist, James. You're a racist. You're a bigot.
No, I've just lived in these countries, and it is very common. So anyway, but on getting the vaccination, that appears that the measles vaccination is one that is effective, but it's not going to work on people that already have it. The real solution is quarantine. And I keep saying this. What you do with these groups that unwittingly got measles is you quarantine them. You don't go out and try and vaccinate 7 billion people, because the vaccination rate in a third world country might be 10%. And so you're not.
What about shedding? When you say that, what about shedding also? Shedding for the vaccine. Shedding, because, you know, one of the possible side effects of the measles vaccine is measles. It says it right on the insert. So,
right.
You know, flu, certainly. So there's shedding going on there.
Well, when I was a kid, I had measles, I had chicken pox, I had mumps, and when somebody got it amongst my friends, the parents would bring the kids over to that house, so they'd all play together, and they all got them at the same time. And there is an issue, for example, for pregnant women who have had mumps as a child, and not the shot, but actually had measles, et cetera. They give that resistance to the baby for the first year or two of the baby's life. So there are some resistances that nobody talks about this, because you cannot give a measles shot to a baby. It's not going to be effective. And so
why not? Hold on right there. Why not?
Because you can't. Because
there's no antibodies? Because there's no antibodies?
Yeah, they don't have any antibodies to build on.
Okay, then why are they giving hepatitis B when they're born?
I don't know.
I don't either. But they throw this. I'm so mad. I mean, there is not many things in this world that get me madder quicker than this whole vaccine things. And I just met with the people in Hawaii, the vaccine group there, and it's making me madder and madder about, they call people anti-science. I mean, anti-science, I just ask you the most basic question, and it just puzzles you. It's just ridiculous. It's just absurd to give a newborn baby a vaccine. You have no idea if they can even make antibodies. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, a baby doesn't. You cannot give shots that require antibodies because the baby doesn't have one. What I'm saying about measles, if the mother had measles as a child, then she can pass that resistance on to the baby for the first couple of years of the baby's life. And so that's a better resistance for measles for a baby. But the real issue with any of these diseases is quarantine. If you have cholera in a water supply, what you have to do is quarantine that and then clean that up. But you don't go around and vaccinate everybody because it's not going to work. It's simply not going to work. You can't, and people that already have it, the vaccine isn't going to work anyway. So vaccination is not a solution. Quarantine is throughout history and universally the only solution that actually works. And quarantine is a little bit tough. You got to take the people that got it, like you got it, sorry. And you got to go into quarantine.
There's the music. That's such a good point. I mean, you could be walking around with the bubonic plague in New York, but if you are healthy and unvaccinated, you're going to get a ticket and go to jail. It's just ridiculous. It's just absurd. And they've hyped these parents up. Ugh. Gosh, anyway. A pleasure to have you, JMCCSCI. We didn't even talk about your wing generator, James. I apologize. Go check that out and what he's doing. He's doing some fantastic stuff. Always great to hear from James. Last word, my friend. We've got about 25 seconds.
Well, for people who are not or are familiar with the wing generator, go to my webpage. There's an email address for people that believe that, say, they live on a farm or a ranch where they need extra power. Those are the systems we are marketing right now.
God bless you.
So thank you, Daniel.
There we go. Thank you, Jay. I'm sorry we didn't get to
you. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.